Parshas Truma, Beis Tefillah, topic Halacha Shir, Tovshin Ein Vav. This is the Truma week, donations. I'd like to share together, clarify together. Do we donate to our kids when we feed them? We pay for their doctor bills, buy them clothes, food. Can we take it off our Maisak Sofim, our stock accounts? First of all, we're going to clarify what is this obligation, this idea of Maisak Sofim, a tenth, giving Maisak from your money. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk of Chavbeis, Aser Taaser Eskol Tvuas Zaracho Hayotze Shono Shono. Aser Taaser Eskol Tvuas Zaracho. Anything you the ground grows, you must be take Meiser. Tosfos in Tainis Tesamud Aleph brings us Sifri. Eimi Ela Tvuas Zaracho Shechayve Meiser. I see from the pasuk a tvua, produce that grows, has to take maaser. What about ribis for pragmatia? Because shara vachim inayin. You made money, you put money in the bank, got a good revenue. Pragmatia, you sold shara vachim. How do you know? For I also have to take maaser from them. Tamloima is called tvua zara. The Torah says in Yerodeh Simin Shin Lamed Aleph, Maiser Oni. Maiser Oni means what grows from your fruits and on the third year and the sixth year. You cannot take it off your stocker accounts, because we have a principle that says you cannot pay your debts with stocker. Something you owe, you can't pay with stocker. So if you have a debt to stocker, you can't use your maaser only to pay it. That's what the Torah says. If you have a debt, you can't use your maaser only money to cover your debt. If you have a debt to stocker, you owe the money. Maaser only has to be given for free. If you owe, you have a pre-existing debt, you can't use your maaser only to pay for it. Says the Bach in Shin Lamed Aleph, this is true for maaser oni, because that's mitzvah's esem in our Torah. You have fruit, you have produce, you got to give maaser oni. But the maaser ksofim that you separate from your revenues, you don't. You could use that to pay your stock of debts. She'enu chayevo lo min our Torah velo min drabon. Says the Bach, there's no such obligation of Maisak Sofim, not Ma'at Torah, not Midrabono. The Bach's son-in-law objects. Who was the Bach's son-in-law? The Taz in Yerodeh Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Gotten Lamed Beis. Says Tamati, I'm bewildered. How my Meiri V'chami, the Bach that says such a thing, but it's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch, Sim Reish Mem Tes, the Chiyuv Gomor Hu, it's a Chiyuv Gomor to give Maisa. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? This is in Hilchot Tzedakah, Sim Reish Mem Tes. It says over there, a person who can should give Danim all that they need. If you can't give all they need, so give a chomesh, give a fifth of your assets. And if you can't do that, and if you can give a sorah, it's midah beinunis, to give a tenth. Pachos mikan, less than a tenth, your ayin raw. But never give less than a shlishis a shekel. But you see, Shulchan Aruch says a tenth. So it's a chiyuv gomor. says Shvuz Yaakov. Shvuz Yaakov. Chelik Bey Simon Pei Ei says Adarabba. Punkt verkehrt. Du mit Deich von der Shulchan Aruch, das ist der Chiyuv. Adarabba. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says less. Don't give less than Shlish is a Shekel. It means that the Asara is not a Chiyuv. In Shuvas Chavis Yoyer, it brings from David Oppenheim, who says, "Yesh li t'moy ala Bach." To the Bach who says, "No chiyuv, not the rice, not rabbanon." Ech ne'ela mimenu divra toisus and tainis. Daftes? Toisus and tainis, quote to the Sifri, that says over there, Aser ta'aser kol dvar hazaracho. Kol means even your revenues. And if you're going to tell me it's not the rice, it's rabbanon, it's a smachta, no, at least it's rabbanon. It's either the rice or drabonon. You can't say it's not neither. The Chavis Yoy says, I agree with the Bach. Because the Chiyuv of Maisik Sofim is not mentioned in the Shas. It's not brought down the Rambam. It's just in a Smachta. We don't learn from Agada. It's Agada. Lo's Gab Shas. We don't learn from Agada. And says the Chavis Yoy, and this is what I'm trying to pick up on. Ilu haya drabonon lo yusrael gdoishim ikirim ba. Says, observes the Chavis Yoyer. Rak echod beir v'shnayim im ishpochen yitzorim ba. Who keeps Maisek Sofin? It's echod beir v'shnayim im ishpochen. This is a raya, it's not a rabon. It's, we don't pass in this Toises v'chav. Because who keeps Maisek Sofin? Echod beir v'shnayim im ishpochen. This was Yaakov. Also, agrees to the Bach. And he says, look, Teda, even Meister Oni, he only chayv twice, on the third year and the sixth year. How could it be Meister Ksofim and chayv all the time? How could that be? So it's achem. Even Drabonon came to Reise Tikkun. How could Rabonon make a continuous chiyuv? It's a minhag. That's why not everyone keeps this. The base mayor says that Maisik Sofim, it's a hidur a mitzvah tzedakah, and he compares it to an esrog gadol. Instead of buying a small esrog, you have a big esrog. Maisik Sofim is a hidur. La locha. I'm quoting from this from Bianca Bloy in the Sefer Stockholm Mishpat. Says Yesh Oimrim Maisik Sofim in Atoira. Yesh Oimrim Tzachiv Gomo Mitrabanon. Yesh Oimrim, it's a minhag shemitzvah. But once you keep it, it comes like a neder. Then it does come into chiyuv. If you start, if you should always say bli neder. When you start doing Maisik Sofim, say bli neder. Okay. At Kan was Chalek Aleph. We saw the various shittas that Maisik Sofim is deraisa, drabona, minhag. But the point I'm focusing on is the observation of the Chavis Yoyer and the Shvus Yaakov that people don't keep Maisik Sofim. Echod be'ir v'shnayim mishpoch. Okay, I'm gonna now see what the Birka Yosef has to say. The Birka Yosef in Yerodeh Reishman Tesli Cotton Gimel says no. There's no raya. The fact that people don't keep Maisik Sofim is there's not a right, not a chiyuv gomo. Says why is it that people not keeping Maisik Sofim? Says the Birkas Yosef, Birka Yosef, because people are spending money, most of the income, 50% goes in the children. They're feeding their families. And that's the stock of it. Therefore they're giving their mice. That is their mice. Supporting your family is your stocker. You're seeing that there's only yechidim who give ma'aser. Doesn't mean that there's no chiyuv ma'aser. There's a chiyuv, but most people, 50% of the income goes to just to support their family. Only the gvirim, the big gvirim, for them, that their family costs don't cover the stuff. They still have ma'aser left over, so they give ma'aser off. That's how the Birka Yosef counters the observation of the Shavuos Yaakov and the Chavos Yoyim. And therefore, I would like first of all to examine what is a father's obligation to his children. Is he mechuyev? Does he have to feed his child? When the child says, "I want the sufganiya and Hanukkah," is he mechuyev? Do you have to? Do you have to make a birthday party for him? Make her a dinner? What is our obligation? We need to know. What is our obligation to our children? I agree. Do we have to feed our child? Do we have to give him a sandwich in the morning? That's how we'd like to examine together. Okay, I agree. Most of you saying you're saying I agree with you, but I want to examine: am I obligated to feed him? Do I have to give him a sandwich or not? I want to examine what is our obligation.
Well, if you don't want to have a child
neglected
on you.
Child what? Neglect. Exactly. Oh, we sued, right? But, still, after we can, I want to examine what is the halachic obligation. The Gemara says in Suba Samachem with base. Afal pishein sho'omru. Ein odom zan es bonov ubnoisov shein ktanim. A person does not have to feed and support his young children. Afal zan ktani ktani. There's ktanim and ktani ktani. Ktani ktani means you do have to support. Ad kama, ad keben shesh. When six comes, after six, you're obligated to feed him, get him his materna, get him his food.
Until six.
Fend for yourself. Now you're six. You're a big boy, big girl. Now. Fend for yourself. For einchim, afchinuch, I still have to teach him mitzvahs, but the food's not my expense anymore. That he has to work it out. Okay, you're going to call the police. That ikar adin, a father is obligated to din at the alocha. Up to the age of six. What happens?
Where did that come from?
Up to the age of six, he's by his mother. He can't be. He's not independent. Cannot leave his mother. Six onwards, you're a big boy. He can clean some chimneys and climb up. You could do. There's things you could do. Fine. What happens over the age of six? Says the Gemara in Suvos Mem Tes Amud Beis. Ki havi osel kamed Rav Yehuda. When a father would come who didn't want to support his child above six, he would tell him, Yarud Yolda Vaprimosa Shadia, the tanin, the snake, gives birth. Does he expect the town to support his offspring? When they would come, in such a case, we come to Rav Chisda, he would put a Kafele Asita B'tzibur in the public, in the shul, he'd make a stage, and the Shliach Tzibur would say, Urva B'nai by B'nai. A crow cares for his children, and this man doesn't care for his children. They would publicly disgrace the father in shul, in public. You're cruel to your children. But they would not force him to pay. They would pressure him, persuade him, expect him to pay, but he's not forced to pay.
You mean embarrassment is not forced?
No. Force is to take, if he was rich, says the Gemara, if he was rich, then kafir and al-kohi will beat him up. We'll beat him up till he pays. We didn't kaif him at tzedakah. Based in can be kaif at tzedakah if you're rich. If you're not rich, we're not kaif. We pressure you, we're not kaif.
I think that public embarrassment is worse than being.
Some people, it's not that way. Some people have thick skin. Och, patlem. And this is passed in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezra, Siman Ayin Aleph. Shechayev, Adam, Lazum, Bonov, Ubnesev, Atyu, Bnei Shesh. Even if they have money, if my children have an inheritance from their mother's mother, mother's father, they have inheritance, then, even if they have money, I the father have to support them. But V'lachau Shesh, Im Noi Rotza, if the husband doesn't want to support them after the age of 6, Goyerim Boy. Machlimi Moise will shout at him, will embarrass him, machrizim all of the people, make public denouncements about him. Avoloi Kaif. Says the Bishmo, name of Bach. So only if they don't have money. If they have money, we don't even expect the father to pay. If the children have money, they got Yerusha, then the father doesn't even have to, we don't even pressure the father to pay. Not his chiyuv. This is as well brought down in Shulchan Aruch Yoredei Reishon Aleph in Hilchot Tzedakah. Ha'noisen bonov v'bnoisev agdolim ha'reizde v'chal Tzedakah. It's called Tzedakah. Says the Shach from the age of 6. So what did we just discover? We just discovered that the father's obligation to feed his children is from 0 till 6. Start at 0, finishes at 6, and that's it. That's his obligation, chiyuv, his monetary chiyuv. From 6 upward, it's tzedakah. It's a tzedakah. We expect him not to rely on others to do the tzedakah. We ask him, we request him, we'll pressure him. But we cannot force it out of him, because it's tzedakah. And he gives it, it's giving tzedakah. What the money he puts down for his children is stock. Fine. So therefore, now we understand. So the Birkei Yosef. Comes the Birkei Yosef and he says that the reason why people are not giving money to Sofim, because the money is going for their children. But let's see. So we now go to a new level. Why say this is it now? Says the Shach in Yerodea, Reish Mem Tes Siv Gimel, and this is the Shach. Says the Shach in Tshuvas Marami Rotenburg, Kosai, that since giving to your children above the age of 6 is Stoka, therefore you can, the Maisek Sofim, as well, you can deduct from what the stock you give to your children. Your Maisek Sofim, if you have Maisek, you can spend on your children. Says the Shach, and even if they have, even if you have other money, you have other means, you have plenty of money in your account. You're not mukrach, you're not, you're stuck, you have no choice. Even if you have a choice, you have other money you can support them with. But since what I'm giving them is called tzedakah, so it can come off my maaser. And that's how the Chofetz Chaim paskens in Sefer Avos Chesed, Per Yutes, passes the Chofetz Chaim. V'afilu lo bono v'agdoilim she'nuchay v'tapel b'em. His older children, he's not obligated to deal with. Yochel iten em masrei sof. He could give them his maaser. Since they don't have himself, it's tzedakah. Even though you have other money you could give them.
Isn't it meiser on all your money?
Yeah. So I have my a meiser money account. I have my 10% of meiser money, and I have other monies. I have my 90%. I have spare. I could pay the makarot bill with my other money. I could, says the Shach, and the Chofetz Chaim, I could use my account, credit card, and swipe the makarot bill. That's what now you understand what the Birkei Yosef said. Again, the Shvus Yaakov says, and Chabas Yosef says, oh, no one does Maisik Sofim, so it must be, it's not an obligation. Says the Birkei Yosef back, no, it's an obligation, but for most people, that anyway, the money, after they give the money on the children, so they've already given it, stock. Only a big veer, that even after all he spends his children, he hasn't yet done his Maisik, so he has Maisik to give. Okay, I'm afraid everyone's going to have a cancelling all the stock accounts, all the Horat Kev have been cancelled right now.
Undo the first one.
What?
This is like undoing the first one.
Why is it undoing the first one?
The first one is, you know, the importance of giving.
This is undoing. You're giving. Give your children. It's important. Not undoing it. This is a stock. When you feed your children, you make them a sandwich in the morning. Stock. But the task.
So someone
at
the translation asking for the dollar, you could tell him, I can't.
I already gave it. I'm over.
But you
would
say that you should give the translation.
You have to give more. Our question: are you obligated? So this was the shach, but we have to. Before you cancel your out kefir, go listen to the Taz. Says the Taz, right there, Reishman Tes Aleph. Says you cannot use your Maisa to pay taxes. I forgot, there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Ksubas that says, the Pasuk says, Oysa Tzedakah B'chol Eis. How could a person do Tzedakah B'chol Eis? Zazan Bono V'bnei Beisai. It's Tzedakah B'chol Eis. You continuously feed them, you're continuously doing stock. Okay. Says the Taz, you cannot use your Meister to pay Choyvus. And Teidai says that when a person feeds his children, even though it's called Tzedakah, V'chisalka daitoch shiyotzi odom Meister shalom ezum bono v'ktanim. How can a person spend his Meister on his own children? Even though it's called Tzedakah. The Taz argues, the Taz says, you cannot use your Maisik Sofim for your children. The Oruch HaShulchan, Yerodei Reishman Tes Siv Zayin, says, even the Gemara calls paying your children Tzedakah, it's not Bechal Tzedakah. It's not a drash. A Derech HaDrash is called Tzedakah to your children. It's not called Tzedakah. Says the Shevet Alevi on Aruch HaShulchan. You're against the Shulchan Aruch. You're against the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach. It's clearly passed in the Shulchan Aruch that feeding your children is called Tzedakah. Halacha l'maisa. It's a machlokes. The Shevet Alevi in Chelek Hei Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel. It's machlokes Shach and Taz. Even if you're going to go, many go like the Taz, it's Asr, you have the Shach. Even if you want to go like the Shach, you should divide it up. You shouldn't give all to your children. Some of the money at least should be diverted to other Anim as well. Igros Moshe. Kumtra Moshe Feinstein. Comes a Moshe Feinstein. And he overturns the whole thing. Okay, so what have we seen till now? We've seen the Shach that you can spend. You can, that from the age of 6, it's called Tzedakah, and therefore you could use the Maisik Sofim. Taz argues. Comes our Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe, and says Chas v'Shalom, he says you cannot. It's not called Chitta. You are obligated Mi'ikra Din to pay for your children. Why? And it comes to Marisha Feinstein with this genius understanding. The Mishnah says in Ksuba Samad Aleph Amud Beis, a person who's not with his wife, he went abroad, business, so how much food should he points out in apotropos, he has someone to give food to his wife, how much food should he have to provide? It's shnei kabin shavua per week, 2 kab of chita. Now, how many meals does a person need a week? You tell me. 15, correct. 2 per day, and Shabbos you get an extra one. Frag the Gemara, you make the cheshbon, 2 kab, what it provides, very complicated cheshbon. Kunt Rabbonon, there's 16 sudas in 2 kab. She only needs 15. Kunt Rab Shimon, there's 18 sudas. There's too much being given. Answer the Gemara, you know why? She gets extra for the arche or parche. Guests. She gets an allowance to feed the guests. Going to Rabbanan, gets one suda for a guest. Going to Abshemesh, she gets 3 sudas for 3 guests. Frank Damosha, why should the husband provide for guests? Well, she wants to do mitzvah across the Orchim. Why should I, the husband, provide for her guests? Mazaka Shu'olai. She wants to give tzedakah. I have to give her money to give tzedakah. Why should I? Why should I provide for her guests? What's pshat? Says Rav Moshe, since a husband has to provide for his wife, mezoinas ishtoi, and since the wife could say, listen, it's normal to host the guests, I cannot turn down a guest. I'm lacking for myself. Not that I have a mitzvah, not because the mitzvah of the guest, but for myself, I cannot be so cruel and turn down a guest. I need it for myself. It's my tzrochim. Therefore, medin mezoinos ishtoi. Part of her needs are she has to have an allowance to provide for a guest because she cannot be in a situation where she has to turn a guest down. Not for the mitzvah of the get of Nachas Zorchi, it's for midin mezoinos ishtoi. Says Rav Moshe, and you know what? The same thing for children. If with arche or parche she can't turn them down, the mother can say, "I cannot eat if my children are hungry." Therefore, the husband has to provide to the children, not because of the children, because of the mother. He has to provide for them. And he brings the Ran. As he talks to the Ran explains, why is it up to the age of 6? The husband has to provide for the meals, has to provide for the child up to the age of 6. Because since up to the age of 6, he's by the mother, therefore, he provides for the child. Because the mother can say, for my need, I cannot eat and be cruel and let my children be hungry. Finished. Can we go with this Ran? This is the Ran. Where's the Ran coming from? Arche or parche. It's the same thing. The idea of a guest. If I guess, she needs it. Her children as well. And therefore, whenever the mother is living with a child, if the norm is that the children don't fend for themselves, the husband has to provide, not for the child, but as long as they're living together. Therefore, we're in a society where it's called cruel, it's unacceptable not to support the child whenever till the children are expected to be independent. It could be 18, could be 20, could be 25, whatever that age is. So midima zayna is the aim. The mother says, I can't be that cruel. I have to. So he has to provide midima zayna is the aim. And even her family, they support their children till they get married. So then midin oyla imay, he has to provide to her standards. So be a menu, that's the mkubal. Sokar Ravad Yosef, Kramesha, and Shuldik, I beg your pardon. Do you pass in the Ran? That means that we it's Medim Zaina saying. Says Ravad Yosef, look in Shulchan Aruch, Ayin Aleph. What happens to the person who raped a woman? He fathered the child to rape. Do you have to pay for that child? That he fathered the child out of wedlock. Pitui. Do you have to support that child or not? Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezra Shin Ayin Aleph Dalet. Habola Pnuyo Chayvrazuna. Going to Ramesha, you're saying the whole chiyus the mizoynus aim is there's no mizoynus to the mother if it's to rape. I don't have to feed the mother. It's out of wedlock, through pnuyo. I don't have to feed her. So according to you, there should be no chiyuv to the child. That man does not have the run. We don't pass in this run. It's nothing to do with the mother. Rav Moshe also knew about this run. He has his chat. Chayvdin Mazik. But anyway, even if Rav Moshe, okay, there's another, okay. Comes Rav Shkila Raphael, and he says, Rav Moshe, your whole raya is wrong raya. You're coming from the Archi or Parchi. What is that talking about? When the husband's not there, the mother says, my guest, I can't turn down my guests. It's embarrassing for me. So Rav Moshe says, I can't turn down my children. But says the Mishkan Raphael, but if we're living together, normal case, husband and wife living together, then you can't claim, then whose obligation, who's supposed to be supporting the child? It's the father's docker. No longer can you claim, I can't have my meal if my children are hungry. That's true if there's no one else around, it's just you and the children. So you can say, it's embarrassing for me. But when I'm around, it's my responsibility. You cannot, no longer can you claim it's the same as the aim. Nothing to do with you anymore. I'm around. I should give them my tzedakah. Whether I do or I don't has nothing to do with you. If you can't tell me if I'm around, I'm midim zaynus aim and chay. So anyway, Rabbi Bad Yosef and the Shevet Alevi, they're not masking with this Ramosha. Says the Shevet Alevi, mistimas kol apoiskim. Mashmetz or din stocker, you can't tell me it changed to be Ikara din. And Rav Adyosef says, Taris Adas, this run is very, you cannot be Moitzi Momen with this run. It's not a run strong enough you can be Moitzi Momen. There's too many questions over here. Do we pass in the run? What the run mean? It's not strong enough to be Moitzi Momen. And therefore, you cannot force the husband to pay me din with Zoinos. We're not masking with this from Moshe. But if we're back to square one, that it's stalker. Sometimes it's stalker, you have a shach and a taz. I'll just. So, one more point. Rav Moshe has another tshuva. Can you take off to pay the Beis Yaakov? Can you take off from your Maisik Sofim the tuition for the Beis Yaakov for your daughter? Says Rav Moshe, Lechura, since you have to teach Torah to your son, you don't have to teach Torah to your daughter. So you're not obligated. Lechura, wherever you pay for her tuition, is very nice, it's a mitzvah, and therefore you can take it off your ma'asik sof. Lechura. Says Rav Moshe, but since we're in America, and if you don't send your child to a Jewish school, what's going to happen? She has to go to school. What's going to happen to her? She's going to go to public school. And in public school, they're going to teach her kfirah, she won't be doing mitzvah, she won't have Torah. So therefore, midin chinuch, you're obligated to prevent her going to public school. Therefore, you become a chuyuf. Add to this, he brings a Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma loy kacha. Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma. There's no such thing, but he says very strongly. Therefore, here you're mechuyev. If the choice is public school or Beis Yaakov, then you're mechuyev even for a daughter. Then it's an obligation. And once you're mechuyev in chinuch, you can't use your tzedakah money to pay your debts. If the choice is a regular school, girls' school, you want to have a more, you think is the mechana better, since that you're not mechuyev to. You're entitled to send her to a regular school. You want to, you think this school gives even better chinuch, that you could definitely use the ma'aseh sofer money. Okay, we just spoke in learning aloha la ma'aseh chas shalom to cancel, you know, but whatever you give is amazing and it's a tremendous chus. That you're going to take the oilam habo, it's going to offend you, it's going to fight for you in oilam habo, wherever you give chas shalom to it. But you have to know there's such a thing. A person who's in a, who is in taka is can't make ends meet, should speak to her off. There are certain cases, materium that needs to be taken into consideration. Yeshakoyah, thank you very much. Good Shabbos.